The 10th annual Montreal Folk Festival on the Canal takes place June the 14th to 18th this year, down on the banks of the Lachine Canal in Montreal. It started out as a day-long festival attracting just 500 festival goers, and it's since evolved into a five-day event of free outdoor programming and ticketed indoor concerts that bring some of the best folk roots and bluegrass music right into the heart of Montreal. We caught up with Matt Large, one of the festival organizers, to chat about this year's lineup. How are you doing today, Matt?
Very well. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you join us. Now, you've been involved since day one because you're one of the founders of the festival. I thought it would be good to start out with talking about your vision for bringing a festival back into the center of Montreal. And then let's talk about how things have developed since then.
Well, one would think that it's a crazy prospect in the city of festivals. We have a festival for everything, including hot dog festivals and poutine festivals and the always classic Festival du Mard here in Montreal. But we really saw an opportunity for us to grow and to put a folk festival in place. We started very conservatively and grew very conservatively, and that continues to be our business model. Previous to the 10th anniversary, 10 years ago, when we started the folk festival, I had been organizing folk music concerts in Montreal for quite some time. And it was always kind of a normal evolution until we found the right partner and the right space. Just all coalesced at the same time in the winter 10 years ago. And we've since grown to be able to include three stages now and a youth bursary for excellence in music that supports Montreal youth. A youth stage, the La Cédicelle stage, that features young Montrealers and gives them one of their first opportunities to play folk music in front of their adoring audience. We've expanded to include traditional dances, both Quebecois dances and a square dance. And this year's new innovation will be group sing-alongs led by the troubadours from the Yellow Door. And the Yellow Door Coffee House, of course, is the longest running coffee house in Canada. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary. So we're still pleased to have them with us this year. Good food, good family-friendly environment, nice things to drink, and some of the best folk music around.
Now, one of the things I love about this festival is the fact that so much of the programming is free. I mean, the main intent, I think, at the start was to make it accessible, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And some of our backers have helped us along because we've been able to maintain a free gate entry. This year, however, we are implementing a Support the Festival program. We're asking people for a $10 donation. They'll receive a bracelet that says I Love Folk Fest on it, and they can proudly wear that, and they'll get speedy entry into the site with that bracelet on. And it's a way to maintain the festival, keep us healthy and in good state, maybe allow us to expand in hiring full-time staff so that we can get things done throughout the year. The festival is and still run by four core group volunteers and then our main site coordinator and sound man who gives us so much incredible support. But it's a volunteer-run organization, and so that Help the Folk Festival initiative this year is going to be very important to our long-term health.
Now, there have been lots of concerns expressed in the last year or so about the health of different festivals, particularly with, you know, competition from new festivals that come in and perhaps are heavily funded. Can you talk about your situation in Montreal? Do you feel like you're in pretty good health generally moving forward?
We've always shown quite substantial growth, yes, and this is our third site that we've moved to because we've outgrown the first two. I think we can stay at this site for quite some time. There are many, many festivals here, and I guess there's a competition for people's time and money. We don't look at it that way, and we certainly don't feel that way, that we're in competition with the other festivals. I think we all piggyback on one another quite nicely, and the cultural community here in Montreal is pretty tight-knit, and we all know who each other is and all the good work that they're doing. So I think there's a collaborative kind of feeling and effort here in Montreal.
One of the things I love about the festival is the way that you bring such a varied program together. Mentioned at the start, you know, you're really focusing on, you know, the best in folk roots and bluegrass music. I know you're very into bluegrass yourself, but tell us a little bit about the lineup this year and how important it is to have that balance that makes people feel that, you know, there may be artists that they don't know, but they're confident that they'd like to check them out.
Yes, well, that's, you precisely hit it on the head. I think one of the keys to good programming is making sure that you do have the known name artists that will help bring people out, but also do your good homework and go around the country and see showcases and keep your ear to find radio programs like yours and see what's coming up. I try to do that on a regular basis, so I do program people who are appearing in Montreal for their very first time. I'm quite sure that many of my normal clientele don't know who they are, but the Folk Fest has built a brand where people can trust what we're going to put on the stage. Further to that, I live in Quebec and in Montreal and in our French province. It's important for us to put on the amazing music that's coming out of Quebec. So we create enormous amount of space for Quebecois and Quebecois artists to take our stage. We've also always just had really interesting gender parity, and it's not at all something that I affirmatively set out to do. But when I look over the years, at least 50% of the bands from the very beginning each year are either female-led or have a seminal female portion of the act. And I think that's good. I think that's good. I think that shows that we're on track with who we should be programming. And again, it's not a concerted effort, but it's just the way that it's come down.
No, it sounds wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the headliners at this year's festival.
We have some indoor shows set up on the Thursday evening. One of them will be an homage to Penny Lang with a traveling cast of amazing characters from Toronto and BC and Montreal. At the same time, a tribute to Willie Nelson will be going on under the musical direction of Joe Grass, featuring Thus Owls and Jim Bryson, Sin and Swoon, Joe Grass, of course, and Andrew Horton and Katie Moore, and some more special guests yet to be announced. Friday night, when the free open programming happens at our outdoor site along the Lachine Canal, Donovan Woods will be our headliner on Friday night. John Jacob Magistri will take the stage on Saturday night. And Miss Sarah Harmer will make her way back to Montreal after a much too long absence to headline the Sunday night.
That sounds wonderful. You know, I love the way that you have brought in these two tribute shows at the start of the festival. I have to be honest, you know, putting them on at the same time, oh, that's a little too much competition. Obviously, Penny Lang, very fondly remembered in Montreal, and the great Willie Nelson as well. But it's nice to see so many artists who are coming together to share their gifts. I know the tribute shows have become incredibly popular over the last few years, and it's great that they are now part of the festival programming.
Yeah, this will be our third. We did one to the Grateful Dead last year, and 2 years ago we did a Tom Waits tribute show. And seeing those seminal, classic, interesting songs reimagined is really, really something that seems to appeal to our audience, and it's a good way for us to kick off the fest.
So let's dig down into the lineup. One of the bands that pops out for me is Birds of Chicago. Ali Russell and JT Nero, fabulous, fabulous musicians. I've seen them quite a few times. Feel happy about bringing them to Montreal?
Oh my God, I'm stoked. We bring them on a regular basis to do all their club shows. And so now to be able to put them in front of even more people is wonderful. One of my favorite bands for sure.
And the great Steve Poltz is on the program, a wonderful festival act.
Unbelievably humorous, unbelievably witty, and just a nice guy to be around. First time in Montreal for him as well.
And James Keelahan is able to be at other festivals. Obviously, he's the artistic director at Summerfolk now, but I know loves to get out and play festivals. Again, another wonderful festival performer.
Yes, mentor to me, both in the business side of the folk music world and as a songwriter and a historian, grown to be a good friend. And James will be playing on the main stage and on our Quartier du Canal side stage.
So let's talk about some of the Quebec-based artists. Michael Jerome Brown, fabulous, fabulous guitarist, who continues to produce some wonderful stuff. He's probably someone that plays quite often at the festival, is he?
I think we've had Michael a few times over the years. Certainly not, I'm sure we've had him 3 or 4 times. Probably the best Canadian interpreter of Delta and Appalachian folk traditions. Walks in the same shoes as kind of a guy like Bruce Hutton or some of the other amazing musicians who can play everything that they touch and can interpret the music in such a sound way. 2 records ago, he put out a Stax soul kind of sounding R&B record, which was just off the hook too. So Michael is very, very well respected here in Montreal, and it's always an honor to have him with us. Other Quebec-based artists include Les Tireurs de Roche and Les Poules à Colin, and a couple of singer-songwriters, Barris, who we went and saw a CD release show and fell in love with her music, and she's created quite a buzz for herself here in Montreal. And Marie-Ève Roy will be playing with us. We have an old-time string band playing traditional Quebecois tunes for the Veillée de la Bord de Canal, where they'll be coming in and activating the old-time traditional Quebecois dance. So a really wide array of amazing Quebec talent on offer.
So how can people learn more about the festival?
MontrealFolkFest.com is the easiest place. It's a portal to everything. You can support us through there. You can buy VIP passes through there, or you can just get to know us a little better and read up on the bios of the artists and where things are happening and when.
And what is the accessibility like at the festival? I imagine, based on where it is, it's pretty good, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's right along a bike path, and we have a free bike depot where you can valet your bike, and we'll take care of it. We also have a bike mechanic on site who can do tune-ups while you're going to watch your favorite acts. We encourage people to come by bike or walk or metro. There are two metro stations very close. Quartier du Canal will be running some, I don't even know what to call them, bike taxis, I guess, from the metro stations. And there is some limited parking around the area, but most people find us by public transit.
Well, certainly, because they, let's be honest, I mean, the metro is great in Montreal.
It surely is.
So certainly, why wouldn't you want to use it? It's been great to talk to you today. We only have one more thing to do, and that's pick the next song we're going to play. What are we going to play?
Oh, I get to do that? I love that. Well, I am so proud of this gentleman that I've met in the last year. He'll be coming into Montreal to play our festival. I'd like to hear Breathless by William Prince.
From the wonderful album Earthly Days, an artist that I constantly hear people raving about, and he is on the program at the 10th Montreal Folk Fest on the Canal. Remember, that takes place June the 14th to 18th on the Lachine Canal in Montreal. And Matt, it's been a great pleasure to talk today.
Thank you for the time.
We'll leave you with William Prince and Breathless. Thanks again.
Takes so much to be marveled in this day and age. Every road has been followed, every mistake's been made. But there's a lot to be desired, and I find myself inside memories still alive, just behind my eyes. Seems the more I go, leaving home, looking for what I need's been buried in my soul. 'Cause I never heard a song sung quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain. And there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless. So there's this voice inside, terrified, plagued with pride, resonating, sounding like my own. Then piece by piece, so suddenly no subtleties, your beauty it can bring me to my knees. 'Cause I never heard a song sung quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain. And there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless. I'm always wishing on the times we had, wishing I could get you back. I'm always wishing on the times we had, wishing I could get you back. I'm gonna get you back. Cause I never heard a song quite like Elvis. Not much beats the sound of the pouring rain. And there's something in your kiss leaves me so helpless. And I can't help but see you again. And I can never see the sunrise too many times. Fall asleep with you under the northern lights. And there's something in your touch leaves me so helpless. You leave me breathless. You leave me breathless.